Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You won't know what's going on. They'll suppress the minutes of what's going on in arbitration. They won't let you know. And the guy that sits and controls the whole situation, the kangaroo court, is Roger Goodell. So if the plaintiff, if he has an issue and he's suing in court about a guy, hopefully our court system is not that criminal or that stupid and that corrupt to know. They know what he's trying to do. We don't want this heard, such and such. He don't want the dirty laundry to be aired. See, a lot of what's going to come out in this case will bury him. Because it'll show that he was manipulating and using this information to go at some individuals. And they did get rid of two guys that they didn't want. I know a lot of stuff. They got rid of Snyder, who was a jerk. They got rid of Gruden, but Gruden's fighting back. He ain't take his billions or whatever he sold the team from. Snyder didn't then disappear it off to some island or wherever he's at. Gruden said, nah, man, you're not going to do me like this. Whether right or wrong, I'm fighting back. And they don't like that. And he's also has the mentality he's going to push it. It ain't about money. He got paper. He said that it's not about the money. It's he wants to burn the house down. Really, he says burn the house down. But really, he's looking at Roger Goodell because some of the co-conspirators, if you want to call them, that was with Roger Goodell were organizations that have some pull and money as well. They talked about Roc Nation. They talked about former players, union rep DeMaurice Smith, I think his name is, that he, according to reports, bragged about leaking the emails. And I'm like, okay, where is the legal remedy for that? So, like I said, Gruden's going after him, man. And I'm really hoping the courts do their job and keep it out of arbitration because I want to see everything that's going on. And it's about time that these people be exposed for what they're doing. This is the time of exposing these frauds and these people that's out here operating with this and being using their power and their position wrongfully. So if there was some wrongdoing, and obviously it is because they're fighting hard to get this in arbitration. Hopefully it stays in the court system. But in terms of New Orleans and them looking at John Gruden, the Saints looking at Clint Kubiak. So if we're starting to get a bit of clarity here. So if Gruden is, in a relationship with the Saints after all this clears, it'll probably be in a senior role or something like that. I can see that happen because they got Clint as the offensive coordinator. They'll fill in a lot of these positions that they have that are open, like the running backs coach. They need that. They need the wide receivers coach. They need offensive line coach now. So a lot of these positions are going to be filled after Clint gets that job. He'll have certain guys for certain things. But in terms of the senior role, that could be a position if this case goes in Gruden's advantage that they can ultimately probably end up bringing him in as some type of a senior assistant or something, like whatever the position that had. All right. So anyway, to finish it out, the league wants the court to reverse the court decision or the judge decision back in May of 2022, letting Gruden's lawsuit proceed and not ordering it out of court talks that could be overseen by Roger Goodell. Gruden accuses the league of improperly leaking racist, sexist and homophobic emails that Gruden sent when he was an ESPN announcer to force him to resign from the Raiders in 21. Gruden's emails from 2011 to 2018 went to former Washington Commanders executive Bruce Allen and were found amid emails the league obtained during an investigation into workplace culture of the Washington team. Gruden alleges the disclosure of the emails destroyed his career and ruined endorsement contracts. He's seeking monetary damages. See, that's what he says. There's also interviews that says he's not looking for that money. He wants to burn the NFL down. Of course, he's suing them for some money as well. But his key thing is he wants to hurt them because what they did to him, they hurt him. So he wants to take them down. The thing is, he got something. He got something that they're really scared of. So that's going to be interesting to see how that all works going forward. All right. So anyway, let's keep it going, fam. All right. Here it is. Derek Carr could stay with the Saints for 2 years on restructured contract. This is Bleacher Report. This happened a couple of days ago, and it was broke by Luke Johnson of NOLA.com. Saints need to clear significant salary cap space. And based on conversations he had with at the Senior Bowl, he expects them to take a big step toward getting under the cap and by restructuring Carr and lowering his $35.7 million cap hit. Can't believe we paying him that much. Johnson noted that the restructuring Carr's contract would essentially tie him to the team for the next two seasons, whereas they would be able to cut him after the 2024 campaign with a little cap penalty if they were to leave his contract untouched. However, overthecap.com lists the Saints as being over $83 million over the salary cap, which is by far the most in the league. What's new? They've been doing this. Restructuring Carr would allow the Saints to make up a significant chunk of that deficit, as converting all but the minimum veteran amount of the salary into a signing bonus would save $21 million in 2024, according to Johnson. Now, the Raiders released Carr last offseason after he spent time with the Las Vegas team, and he earned four Pro Bowl selection. They're searching for an answer at the quarterback position, allowing the retirement of Drew in 2020. The Saints took chance on Carr by signing him to a four-year, $150 million contract. Carr's first season in New Orleans yielded mixed results as he went 9-8 and completed 68.4% of his passes, just under 3,900 yards and 25 touchdowns against 8 interceptions. Sounds good if you're a stats guy, but stats aren't everything. If you watch the games, you can understand it wasn't the numbers in the play didn't look right. The Saints were widely viewed as a favorite to win the NFC South, and they didn't, but they fell short of their goal at 9-8. Tampa Bay Buccaneers won a division on a tiebreaker. Although it wasn't always pretty for Carr in offense in 2023, he had ended the campaign on a high note, throwing 12 touchdown passes against one interception over the final month worth of games. So all of the stuff that we were looking for Carr to do after a month of football, when he struggled all the way until the last month of football, all the way. It was just ghastly. And it was, instead of lying as much as he did, maybe he would have done a better job and just saying that they don't know and going about the business, being accountable and doing what you're supposed to do, you know? I mean, it was really weird, but ultimately it took them all of the season up until the last month worth of games before you start seeing he picked it up. That was far too long. Wait, and maybe if they didn't coddle him as much as they did and force him to be, pay attention to going through his progressions like he's supposed to, as opposed to coddling him and trying to protect his feelings, maybe he would have had change or had better improvement early. But anyway, although it wasn't pretty for Carr, the offense of 2023, he ended the campaign on a high note, throwing those 12 touchdowns against that one interception. Carr has yet to win a playoff game in his career, and it remains unclear if he's capable of taking a team that distance, but there aren't likely to be any better options available to the Saints. And the thing is, not winning the playoff games, because your flaws are, if you look at some of the quarterbacks that do get there, they make some mistakes in some of these games, and sometimes guys try to be what they aren't. Like the Ravens matchup against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, Lamar Jackson wasn't doing what Lamar Jackson does. He's trying to stand in the pocket and beat them from the pocket. No, you do what you're good at. Scramble around, make plays, you extend plays. They can't stop you. And, you know, and guys get this stuff in their head about, what it is to be a quarterback, and he's thoroughly criticized. And now he'll be thoroughly even criticized even furthermore with getting that money and how he fell apart. But be who you are, you know, and if you see issues in your game, be real enough to know that you got to change things. That's a problem that I usually have with some of these guys. the mindset, if you hear him, because we hear enough of them during the season, understand that this guy is not, he's going to show minimum, if any, improvement, because in order to show improvement, you got to be accountable to yourself and others. To yourself, first and foremost, you got to tell yourself the truth and not lie to yourself. He lies to himself a lot. Like, he would have been, if he was truly a professional quarterback that was a top five quarterback, which stops him from getting there, it's non-accountability to himself, meaning he has to be able to understand and look at the tape and say, damn, I really don't go through my progressions, do I? I can see why Big Q and all these other people are upset. Michael Thomas is upset because I'm staring down the goddamn field half the time. I'm staring only to the left. I never look right. I can see, man, I've been screwing up like this. I got to stop this and change right now. That's the ingredient for me being a better quarterback, to see all of my options and not just half the field. Very simple, right? Not so much to some of these guys because they refuse to do it. You know, and like I said, man, that's one of the things that stop them from being getting to the next level, is being accountable, understanding what your flaws are in your game and changing them. And that's something that Derek Carr suffers with. And it don't help when you don't have somebody, well, the Saints didn't, they had guys like Pete Carmichael and the rest of these people not telling them, hey, bro, listen, bro, if you want to be great and take this team deep in the playoffs, God damn it, bro, you're going to have to look over the field. You're going to have to go in there and work on accuracy drills because your ball is up and down and all around, man. You got to do something about this, you know, and they got to tell, they got, but see, those guys are not going to do that. They're going to kiss his ass. They're going to coddle him. And he knows that you can't thoroughly be too rough with him, but I don't care. Tell him the truth. If he don't like it, he don't like it. Listen, bro, you're not accurate as you're supposed to be. You can be a lot better quarterback if he was accurate. You got to know how to throw the ball. Sometimes it requires for you to place the ball center mass or lead the guy. If you need to learn how to do that, there's a guy that played before you for a bunch of years who did it really well. Maybe you should start studying some of his film and picking his brain up on what you need to do and how you need to work on ball placement and not hanging receivers out to dry. Because that's something. You're not going to win friends doing that, hanging them out to dry when the safety's right there and you put the ball, he goes there, it gets hurt. You got to protect your wide receivers. And if he don't understand that, he's a fool. You're not going to win any people with you like that, hanging your people out to dry. Yeah, so anyway. All right, so they aren't picking high enough in the draft to select a franchise quarterback, and there aren't any obvious upgrades to speak on in free agency or via trade. Because of that, committing to the 32-year-old Carr for the next 2 years as an understandable move, especially given the financial flexibility it figures to give the Saints in 2024. I don't buy into that. There were options for the Saints. There were options. The options after Drew Brees retired, you know, drafting a young quarterback and having him there when Drew was there. They elected to go away from that. Sean Payton had an opportunity at Lamar Jackson and chose Marcus Davenport, which is probably one of the stupidest draft moves I've ever heard in recent history. Because even though Lamar Jackson right now he is doing what he does and he kind of fell short of his goals getting Baltimore to the Super Bowl, that's still more than anything that we've experienced over the last several years. We've not even gotten that close. Could you imagine? They moved up to go and get Davenport. The guy is a complete unadulterated bust. And I was a report somebody sent me about Sean Payton talking about drafting a quarterback. I said, what is this? What kind of foolishness is this? Sean Payton never drafted a quarterback high drafting quarterback and developed them into anything. That is the thing that Sean Payton doesn't do. That's why he only looks for teams looks to find middle of the road quarterbacks that can pick up his system. He's not good at that. And if he tried to do that, that'll be an interesting thing to see if he can take a top, because he drafted quarterbacks before and most of them failed. All of them failed. I don't know, not one quarterback. I mean, the Sean Canfields, you pick them, you know, just draft these guys and he can't develop them. He can do a lot of things offensively, but he cannot draft quarterbacks and develop them or draft them high and develop them into consistent starters, productive starters in the NFL. Sean Payton never did that. Maybe he does it with the Broncos. I've never seen him do it. That's why, like I said, he always get middle of the road quarterbacks. When he was making his decision on which teams to go to, he was only picking teams that had the ability to, that had a quarterback that was middle of the road quarterback that he would try to pick up his system. Now, of course, it didn't work with Russell. What's his name? Because, Russ got problems, man. He got big time problems. All right, so anyway, man, let me do a brief recap of the family members that just popped in. We covered and talked about the Saints plan to hire Clint Kubiak. We talked about that, five things about said Kubiak. We also talked about the Saints parting ways with offensive line coach Doug Marrone, finally. And then also we gave an update on John Gruden's lawsuit with the NFL that is being pushed back to July of this season. So very interesting. And also the Saints need to hire in the position open. We got the offensive coordinator stuff locked in. Running back, wide receiver, and offensive line coaches will be needed. And we still have Clancy Barone at tight end and Ronald Curry at the QB's coach. Now, of course, there's still hiring going on throughout the NFL with different teams picking up. Everybody now has a head coach, and they'll be filling out their staffs. So, you never know, some of the guys we might have on our staff currently might not be on here. We'll, you know, it's a lot of hiring still going on. All right. And also, we covered the Derek Carr possible restructuring that'll tie him to the Saints for the next two seasons. But anyway, all right. And then let's move into this thing here, fam. Then we'll do a little Q&A. This is picked up and somebody sent me this. Shout out to the family members on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, that sent me this. Cool Breeze, shout out to you, Cool Breeze. Cool Breeze sent me and several other people, but shout out to Cool Breeze and others that sent me this clip about Derek Carr. He was on a podcast called Two G's in the Pod with Jones, who's a former wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. He's pretty good, pretty cool dude, and his co-host there.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
And they talked about Derek Carr. Derek Carr talked about Michael Thomas. He talked about a lot of stuff. In this video, I would play the whole thing, but it's like 50 minutes long, and I won't sit here and listen to him that long. But he did talk about in the podcast about him being hurt. He listed all of the injuries that he had and all this kind of stuff, and talked about the you know, him having to struggle through the season and do this. You know, I had, you know, oh, I had this. I had two, three broken ribs. And by the way, the Saints never reported none of that, right? Until the end of the season, close to the end of the season. They took all that, the broken ribs, all that. They lied about all that. They didn't cover none of that stuff. And then when you got back toward the end of the season, that's when they started throwing it out. Well, you know, he had some broken ribs playing with such and such. We could see what something was wrong with the guy. Saints lied about it the entire time. Hopefully they get fined by him too for doing that, because they're notorious for that. But anyway, he talked about that early on. And then he made mention about Michael Thomas's tweets that are, you know, that he made mention on social media. So I'm going to play this for you guys. You guys put one in the chat if you can hear this. Here we go.
About it too.
I see, like, you going back and forth with another receiver or something that played in the league. Like, you're talking to just a regular fan. Like, come on, bro.
And look how the greatest do it.
I'll never understand it.
look how the greatest do it. And I'm going to say this. Devontae Adams got his head knocked off. There were several times, no matter who was throwing to him this year, where I thought this man is going to be injured. They are putting him in a bad. Never did you hear Devontae get up and blame the rookie or blame Jimmy or anything like that. I'm sure he had a discussion with him. You guys know him better than me. Maybe like, hey, you got to put this in a better place. But I think that was an example of the right way to do it. So wanted to bring that up. But James, we got the Super Bowl coming up. I know James has been out front talking about Brock Purdy. James will not give Brock Purdy any respect.
You know, and the last couple of days, I have given him some respect, especially what he did. I grew up to where, number one, it's always my fault. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll never forget, like, Aaron had threw me a ball, an in route. I got my helmet knocked off. Boom. Right? I score a touchdown. I tell him, good ball. my family was like, what you mean, good ball? He almost killed you. But, like, I'll tell him that in the locker room if I felt like that. You know what I'm saying? I done caught a ball, got my ribs broke. Matt Flynn, I ain't coming there. Hey, Matt Flynn set me up, this and that. Like, come on. You do not do your teammates like that. I absolutely hate it. I don't know why they go to social media. You have my number. If you have an issue with me, man, just text me. I do not understand that. Like, a quarterback is not going to make every throw. They blitzing me. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. Like, it's a lot of stuff happening. And same with a receiver. We're not going to make every catch. So at the end of the day, I just hate it because I don't like when other teammates, you know, put their teammates on blast like that. Now, it's different if you're talking to the media or whatever and you like, listen, I got to play well. DC got to play better. Well, that's different. You know what I'm saying? But calling one of your teammates out, man, I absolutely hate it, man. I don't know why dudes do it nowadays. And then you're going on Twitter, and these dudes is, come on, man. Like, who are you going back and forth with?
With a fan. You're talking to a fan about it, too.
I see, like, you going back and forth with another receiver or something that played in the league. Like, you're talking to just a regular fan. Like, come on, bro.
And look how the greatest do it.
I'll never understand it.
Look how the greatest.
All right, so what we're hearing is placation. This is what most of the people do when they get guys on the show. You can see a little ass kissing going on right here. That's a lot of ass kissing going on right here. We might have to get these people some shea butter or something. Then I got all the moisture off their list. Good goodness. But the reality is, a lot of them saying that they're shining down on the fact it's a culture thing. And they say, what's the culture? The culture is, if you have an issue with me, call me. We've heard him often. I've made jokes about this. I'm going to have to get this keyed up a certain way so we can hear him. But there are jokes that are said that I make about Derek Carr and the fact that he, you know, y'all know, Gundam know how I do these things. But I say, you know, I called Mike Thomas. I showed him a picture. But that's what I do. I emulated him and we make jokes about him because they do communicate, you know, texting or calling. He said that he alluded to that they do talk. Now, Thomas is on here, you know, on there tweeting away to the people. And he's not answering everything because he kind of doing it, answering in a cryptic way about some of this stuff, some stuff he letting go. But it's obvious to me that if you look at what's happening with the Saints organization, that it's not just Derek Carr. Derek Carr is a symbol of Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen drafted this guy and then he brought him in here to be the man, but he hadn't earned anything. I mean, because you're the leader because you're getting $150 million, but you're not doing anything. He's not accountable. And when he's not allowed to be criticized, he's not allowed to be criticized. I've criticized his ass all the time. I really do. And James Jones, bro, you don't sit up here and get on here and talk about the family members that he's communicating to, because that's what they're supposed to do. I am thoroughly against them being aligned between the players and the people that support the players so they can have the lifestyle that they have. I do think that's a pretty cool thing when professional athletes do engage on Twitter or in real life with people that support them. They owe them that much. They owe them that. So that's not a down thing. So you're wrong for that, brother. Oh, well, you up there talking to fans. You know, come on, man. Bro, listen. At some point aspect, not everybody's played in NFL, but there are guys that played in high school like myself that understand the game. I didn't go to college. I had a chance to. I didn't. I chose something differently. Many people understand the game. I've talked to ladies out there that understand the game than some guys do. You know, they never played high school football, whatever the case may have been, but they understand the game. You get what I'm getting at, bro? So, I mean, it's from a concept standpoint, they get it. And it's not a difficult thing to get. It's a freaking children's game. It's a kid's game. It's nothing deep about it. What they do is they convolute it because they're doing the same stuff. They're just renaming it. Like if you come from a different team and you're doing, you run into the left between two tackles, it might be called banana 213 or whatever. And then in this scene, we don't call it banana. We call it pineapple 818. You see what I'm saying? It's basically that. They're doing the same things, but terming them different. They're using different terminology to do the same things. That's what you got going on in there because it's a copycat system. But in the end, Derek Carr is not allowed to be accountable. You know, that's where we step in. We have to make you accountable. And as long as people are doing this kind of stuff where they holding them from being accountable, I don't appreciate that because that won't get us where we need to be. We don't need less accountability. We need more accountability. That's why I'm hard going in on Mickey Loomis and what he doing with the Saints. I go in on Dennis Allen. I go in on these damn people here because they're not holding any type of sense of real accountability. None whatsoever, especially when shit is hitting the fan and you could do something about it. They smash it and don't do nothing about it. And then when it's over with, they won't talk about it then like, oh, we failed, but we're going to change this and we're going to do this better. And I'm going to make it uncomfortable on these guys. No, you don't need to make it uncomfortable on nobody but your damn self because you ain't doing nothing. That's what I'm talking about. Make moves when you have the opportunity to make moves and not after it's over with. That's what I'm talking about. But let me play the rest.
It's meant a lot to me. It's something I'll never forget. It really made me feel like, okay, keep doing what you're doing. Keep working hard. Keep learning the game. So we never get a chance to say these behind the scenes stories. We just hear the press about people. So I did want to put that out.
Yeah, no, that's good. Because kind of the same thing happened to me. I never even played against Gruden, never played for Gruden. And when the first interaction I ever had with Gruden, he walked up to me. He was like, hey, man, I ain't never seen nobody with hands like you. And I'm like, yeah.
Like, how do you know me?
You've been watching me. I know you done called a couple games and all that type of stuff, but like you've been watching me, you know what I mean? And just for him to walk up to me and just, you know, respect, like, bro, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're a tough receiver, man. I ain't never seen nobody catch like you. I'm like, okay, like this dude, you respect. So I know Gruden is a good dude, man.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He said things he shouldn't have said, and everyone's in agreement. Like, don't talk like that, you know. Yeah. But we've all also said things that, man, if it got blown out, you'd be like, man, I don't like him, you know, or I don't like her, you know, we've all, you know, but to the, you know, to some of the things he was saying, obviously there's no place for that. And like I said, you hate the sin, but you love the man and he's someone I love and I'll always love him.
Yeah.
And
that's the temple for John Gruden to get here. But see, John Gruden has to, before he even steps foot in the Saints building, he has to offer apologies toward what was being said, right? And a lot of people support John Gruden. Me personally, people make mistakes, but you know, like I said, this world here, man, you're gonna hear a lot of that stuff comes out. And what he was saying, it's weird to be talking like that because I read some of those emails what him was saying and all this kind of stuff, man. It wasn't in passing. You made a mistake, or you know what I'm saying? It's kind of sketchy, but in the end. This, the John Gruden, whether you love it or not, they're going to make it happen because this dude here wants him here. He wants him here. And the Saints and Mickey Loomis, like I said, they're going to do whatever they can to make sure this guy's happy because their futures, they've hitched their wagons to Derek Carr's train. And at the end of the day, that's what it's going to come down. So they kind of get it. You heard James Jones said he played for Gruden when he was with the Raiders. So I think it was, but I know that's what he's speaking about, John Gruden, but he was a Raider guy too after he left the Packers. So he's speaking about John Gruden. People have different experiences with the guy, but me personally, if you're going to be in New Orleans building, they're going to have to definitely issue some apologies or whatnot, but this thing is definitely going to happen because Carr wants it to. Y'all put one in the chat if y'all can hit it.
And it's conflicting because he said some things about women, but you also want to put, you know, a story out in its totality of experience. So I got to ask you, Derek,
Wow, that was kind of quick and passing. He did say such and such. I mean, are we going to get any real searing critique of this or are we going to just kind of keep it top of the line? I guess we're going to keep it at the top of the line. We're not going to dig into it and get into serious critique. We're just going to keep it as milquetoast as possible.
I got to ask you this, 2 G's in a pod. We have our friends on. We love to give you an opportunity to speak in a, you know, in a safe space about things that are happening. And I hate that word, safe space. It's very Gen Z. But I got to ask you about Michael Thomas, because this happened just a few days ago. He threw you under the bus on X. He was... He was talking with a fan. He's going back and forth with fans about lack of production in the year he had. And he tweeted, and I'm going to quote it. Well, if I didn't get set up by a bad ball, I probably would have had a little light 1,000 yards this year, but could have, should have. I know, I get it. Laugh out loud. And so essentially he's blaming you for the season ending injury, and he did it publicly. So not only do I want your reaction, I'm also curious, did he ever call you and tell you like, hey, bro, you set me up, you know, you screwed me. The rest of the season was shot because of you.
No, I will answer that. And I will start with saying this. I love Mike T. I really do. I love him. You know, I think when I came in, I don't know how many years it's been, you know, where he's gotten hurt and didn't finish the year, but there was a lot of frustration there. You know, there's a lot of frustration that he had to deal with and answering questions and all the kind of, and I could see how that could wear on you. Right. So that when it happens again, you know, goodness, you know, that, you know, it's probably hard on the head, you know, on the head and on the heart, you know, you're like, gosh, dang it, you know, and, you know, it probably, I think, I don't even know exactly when it happened, but it probably wasn't the best ball. And I'm being completely honest, James knows. James played with me. I'm not going to throw a perfect ball 100 out of 100 times, but, you know, at the end of the day.
I'm not going to catch a ball.
I mean, stop cooning, James, brother. Listen, man, this is the thing, man. The reality is, the truth is, Michael Thomas shouldn't have been, it was a different way to handle the Twitter thing. But like I've said, and I've constantly said, there, you don't have no real leadership and at the top of the Saints organization. You don't even have a real general manager. You got a dude that masquerade as a general manager. He more VP than anything. His door is closed. Who, if there is a discrepancy, this is something that happens and they'll never admit to it. That's why I can't totally, I can't respect them like that, because this type of stuff will go on. If you have, and I go back to the Jameis Winston situation that happened a couple of years ago, when he fell out with Dennis Allen, where the F was Mickey Loomis to smooth that out? Where was he at before Jameis took it to the press? If he had his thumb or his mindset on, you know, the team and the team's success and knowing everything that's going on with the team, he would have been able to stop that before it got outside the building. See, none of this is new. All this has been going on. All this has been going on, but they have to have somewhere to express themselves. See, they pretend like they're robots. Well, that's something that you just don't do. Hell, the reporters do it, man. The reporters be going, you know, the reporter, they got other reporters that everybody does that. They're trying to make it look like, oh, nobody else does that. The damn rappers do it. Every damn by athletes do it. Everybody do it. Come on, man. Let's keep it a buck 15 over here, man. Oh, that's not something you're supposed to do. They all do it. What you talking about? And the reality is, if you don't want it to happen, because they are human beings, how about having something set up where they have a place to go to air out their differences? You can't go to Loomis because his damn door closed. But he going to talk about it after the fact. How about preventing that? How about saying, if you have a problem with this guy, the head coach, I'm his boss. Come to me. I'll see if I can. I will make it work.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.